English for Business Examination, Level B2, the examination starts. Good afternoon, are you ready to start?
Good afternoon, yes, I'm ready.
Okay, imagine that you take part in a job interview. I'm the interviewer and I will ask you some questions related to your professional background. Okay, let's start. Tell me a few words about your professional background.
My professional background, I studied at the Budapest Business School, Faculty for International Business. I finished last year and I started working at my mother's company.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why did you choose that field of study?
Because it's really interesting and there's a lot of possibilities to go everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you briefly outline your skills and experience?
I'm really good at working in a team. I'm a leader type, so I can manage other people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really good at English, and I have good communication skills.
Mm-hmm. And why should a company hire you? Well, if you just had to choose one, what would you say?
My good communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I chose.
Okay, the communication skills.
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell us about the situation which was a success for you?
Situations like a team project or something.
For example, that you consider to be a success.
In my third year we did a team project at the school and I was the leader and it went really well. We managed to do everything well, good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you typically approach new projects?
Well, first of all, I like to talk to my teammates and consider their ideas, and then we can together talk it out. What's mm-hmm. the best option we have?
Okay, okay. What would be your ideal working environment?
My ideal working environment would be where there's a lot of people and. We work together well, and it's in a nice environment.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how would you describe the ideal boss?
Ideal boss? Someone who can work with people, and someone who knows what they are doing,
mm-hmm.
and takes responsibility for their mistakes.
Oh, okay, okay. Could you tell us what motivates you in your job?
I always want to do my very best and I want to be in a higher position, as high as you can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. What would be your dream job?
My dream job would be in a leading position at a big company. It doesn't matter what the job is.
Mm-hmm. Why a leading position?
I like to tell people what to do.
Okay.
And I want to be well respected.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good luck with your plans.
Thank
okay.
You.
Thank you. Let's go to the second part. Okay. In the next part of the exam, you will have to describe a graph. You have about 3 minutes to talk about the topic. Okay. Look at the picture below
right.
and describe the graph and explain what it indicates.
Right. This graph indicates the drivers of online purchase in the EU. It shows what the deciding factors are for online purchases. The two most influential drivers are the cheaper products and the ability to order at any time. 49% of the respondents answered these two. And saving time was also a key driver, as 42% of the people chose this. Only 5% of the people choose a better quality, and only 9% wants to easily return the products. Thirty-nine percent of the respondents like to compare prices, and the ability to choose the cheapest product. That's it.
Okay. While we still have some time left, let me ask you a few questions. Okay. Why do you think the reason dislike going to shops was chosen by a relatively small proportion of respondents?
Oh, excuse me, what was the question?
You have here this dislike going to shops.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so why do you think this reason was chosen by a relatively small amount of people?
Well, going to the shop is kind of a social thing. So you go with friends or with your boyfriend and you just hang out with each other in the shops.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How important is price in choosing shopping online? Which factors prove it?
Well, it's really important, as most of the people choose the cheaper products, and they rather choose cheap products than quality products. And on online you can compare a lot of prices and a lot of sites, so you can always choose the cheapest product.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to the last part. Situation. Okay. Okay. Use the points below to act out the situation with me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Should I start?
Yeah. We can start.
All right. So we need new stuff for our human resource department, and I think we should find some young people who are still at school or already left school.
Why young people? They don't really have the experience.
They don't have experience yet, but
I suppose they learned a lot of things, but as a salesperson, the experience is more important than just the knowledge that you know how to do it, but you have never done it.
It is important, but they can learn. They can gain experience while working with us, and young people are way more motivated than older people who are already worked at a lot of company and they are already burned out.
Or they have different experience and they can call this experience. Might be handy.
Yeah, they can, but at the school, the younger people already have a lot of different experiences as well, and I'm sure they can deal with new things just as well as other people.
Yeah, I agree with you that they can deal with it, but it takes a lot of time by the time they learn it. I mean, if we hire somebody who is more experienced, then I don't think we would need to train the person. And they probably have the experience in teamwork, which is also could be an advantage for us.
Well, at school they also work on teams, but I think if we go with the younger people, they can stay with us for a lot longer time, and they can be a good asset for our company in a long term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for a long time. Oh, yes. And how do we know that they're really, really good? I mean, if we hire an experienced candidate who has already had several jobs, we can ask for references, and then we hopefully made a good decision. But what about the young people? What kind?
We can see their school reports and how they did at school.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that shows the realistic picture?
Really? Kind of shows it.
Kind of, okay. Yes. Well, if you want, okay, we can give it a try. Okay, so, yeah. But how about having another interview?
Yes, I can do the interview for them. I'm really good with young people.
Oh, okay, okay. And then we could decide whether the young candidate or the other one.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you for taking the second interview with them. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, this is the end of your exam. Thank you very much.